This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Got a number 13.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I was born in the soul of misery.
We got Paul Watson about to take over. A few calls I want to get to. I'll elaborate on this tomorrow. Maybe we'll do some of the war room today. But Soros coming out and supporting Trump, saying he's doing a great job on Huawei. Soros was heavily invested in China. He now knows America's winning. He knows China's in trouble. So he's an opportunist running back over here. And then his support of Trump makes it look like, oh, look, he's with Soros now. Just like, oh, Trump's going to do red flags with psychological stuff. That's being proposed, but the Washington Post says he's for it, knowing it'll hurt him with his base. We can see the comments on InfoWars where they're in there attacking Trump constantly, not on real issues, but just on made-up ones. He's, again, trying to undermine his base. It's clearly going on.
Oh, yeah, there's a wide range of that going on. I mean, I really think they thought they would be able to take him out with the Mueller operation. The 2018 House elections that they were able to get would basically destabilize Trump sufficiently that he would not be able to be effective. So they've been surprised at how all of that has unfolded. The Barr move turned out to be a very good and very effective move. So across the board, the president has counterattacked. He continues to escalate and accelerate against both China and big tech and big media. They didn't think it would happen. And so now they're resorting to these tactics and techniques and escalating their own tactics and techniques to try to be able to prevent his reelection, because it is the greatest threat to the power of the Chi-Coms and big tech and big media and deep state activities is Donald
Trump. That's right. We're in the middle of the Fourth World War. It's economic, it's cultural, and we need everybody engaged. Joshua, a minute and a half, then Tad. Thanks for holding. Joshua in Florida, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
I have to disagree with you a little bit on this tech debate thing, because the biggest concern that we have every year, the Five Eyes meet. In 2018, we have the New York Times post Five Eyes Nations quietly demand government access to encrypted data. You have Attorney General Barr this year at the end of July talking about warrant-proof encryption. So if we give government access to the encryption keys, which we know with the NSA leaks and everything, we're just going to have a China-like version.
Well, listen, big tech's already moved to China, and I'm not saying give the government all the access to that stuff. I think that's very dangerous. I'm saying get big tech to stop acting like a government and to stop censoring. So, listen, give me your name and number. I'll call you back as the first caller tomorrow because you disagree. I want to flesh this out. I don't think you actually disagree with me. I think you're misunderstanding what I'm saying, Joshua. Thank you. We'll put Joshua on hold. Tomorrow, we're to take calls again. If he's there or the next day, we'll get him in front of the line. Please don't forget, guys. Tad in Texas, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? I want to start by saying the price good men pay for indifference to public affairs is ruled by evil men. Okay, so in regards to Soros, we are capable of critical thinking. We see the reverse psychology like that. That's one of the main differences between us and them. Bolton, I mean, although he seemed like a paper tiger, you know, good on paper, the guy obviously was just a war hawk. We know that Trump basically, along with Mr. Barnes said, was basically just feeling him out. That way we can go ahead and flush him down the
drain. Yeah, here's the problem with the neocons. They sold us out to China with the Clintons and others. They presided over the sellout of our borders, everything. So they don't have any right to stand around and go, oh, we're doing this for America. Bull. They do it for power and multinational corporations while America loses its real soft power and its economic engine.
I mean, they do it to be, there's sort of an elite agenda within the global empire that sees the interest of other countries and their own elite interest over the interest of the American people.
Exactly. They want to dominate everybody else instead of work with them, and they want to dominate us. They're just will to power.
We're only going to get stronger, Alex, through all of this. I myself, I've got a fire lit under my rear end. We did screen the You Can't Watch This film here in San Antonio. We did that. Myself, Maga Tahi, Brandon from That's the Point,
Ted, I'm out of time. Great job. We love you. Call me back, Ted. Paul Watson takes over. Spread the links. Infowars.com/show. Band.video. Thank you, Robert Barnes. Great job, crew. Paul Watson.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfraWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfraWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
You found it. The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Are you like me now?
And everyone gets to virtue signal about how much they care about suicide and specifically male depression. Of course, we know men in most Western countries are 5 times more likely to commit suicide than women. When it comes to the actual victims of suicide in America, it's predominantly young men, young white men, and rural white men in America, which of course the culture has taught their lives basically have no meaning whatsoever. They're at fault for all history's sins. So nobody cares about the real victims on the front line of this suicide epidemic, which seems to be taking hold in America on World Suicide Prevention Day. Mike Cernovich tweeted this yesterday. Death rates from assault weapons are in the hundreds. Suicide rates are in the tens of thousands. Opioid overdoses are in the tens of thousands. They don't want to save lives. They want to disarm the population from their Mao, Stalin, Pol Pot, cultural revolutions. Of course, New York Times came out yesterday and praised Mao, the mass murder of 45 million people, so progressive. But this brings us on to the topic of suicide rates in America. There's a Zero Hedge article out today. Suicide rates in rural America jump. Nearly 500,000 dead. This is an epidemic that has been going on, spiking for at least the past 5 years. Nobody really wants to talk about it. You go on the World Suicide Prevention Day hashtag, nobody's talking about rural American men, especially. But from 1999 to 2016, the suicide rate of Americans aged 25 to 64 jumped 41%. The study found Americans living in rural communities had a 25% higher probability of taking their own life than those in cities. The reasons behind that we'll get onto in a second, of course, primarily because they're underemployed. That's why they voted for Trump, given that Trump's importing over 1 million legal immigrants a year, seems to be at odds with that America First policy, which is driving some of this suicide epidemic. From 1999 to 2016, there were 453,577 suicides amongst Americans aged 25 to 64, with the most significant amount occurring after 2010 through 2016. So the numbers, the most recent numbers they've got on this are from 2016. It spiked after 2010. This is a very recent phenomenon that we're seeing this spike. About 350,000 of the deaths were male out of 453,000. So, again, four-fifths almost are male. Many were middle-aged adults. I've done a video which went up about an hour ago called Degeneracy, and it looks at binge drinking culture in the United Kingdom, but it also looks at alcohol abuse in America. Of course, America doesn't really have, at least from the outside looking in, a huge binge drinking culture like we do in the United Kingdom, like we do in some other European countries. I think probably only Russia outdoes the United Kingdom for sheer unbridled alcoholism. But despite there being no binge drinking culture in America, mostly Americans will drink either very little or they're literally alcoholics. There doesn't really seem to be much in between. But about half of American women on current standards would be considered alcoholic. Half of American women and more than 70% of men in the United States would be considered borderline or alcoholic. And the sources for that are in the article. That particular one is Psychology Today. Then we have this rise of so-called deaths of despair, deaths from suicide, alcohol, and drug abuse, which now kill more Americans than those who died during the Vietnam War or at the height of the crack epidemic. Now, there was a little skit in Dave Chappelle's recent Netflix special, which, by the way, was mainly social justice stuff, and it was kind of hinged on a lot of Black Lives Matter stuff. It wasn't really right-wing or conservative. It was somewhat politically incorrect when it came to LGBT. But he made the joke that no one cared about black people during the height of the crack epidemic, and they said, you know, just say no. So he doesn't care about all these white people dying from opioid abuse. And that seems to be a general pattern across the entire culture. But deaths from despair have doubled from 22.7 deaths of despair for one, per 100,000 Americans in the year 2000 to 45.8 per 100,000 Americans in 2017. Just think about how much that has leapt in the past 19 years alone. That eclipses all prior 20th century highs in terms of deaths of despair, despite the fact that our quality of life is supposed to be greater than ever before. You know, we've got so much more time on our hands. We've got mass entertainment in all its myriad of forms, but people are more depressed than ever before, it seems. In fact, it's interesting when you look at times of turmoil nationally and internationally, especially during wars. People are the least depressed during wars. It seems to bring it home to them that, you know, as long as they've got their health, that is a primary thing. It seems to concentrate, focus the mind on what really matters in life. The less hardships you have, it seems to make people very lackadaisical. But the U.S. suicide rate in 2017 was 33% higher than 20 years ago. Think of that. 33% higher. That is huge. The country's opioid epidemic claims 130 lives a day. Again, all these stats are out of my recent video called Degeneracy, which is up on YouTube. People still seem to be deliberately befuddled about what's causing most of this, but we know what's causing it. One, the increased availability and addictiveness of drugs. Some of that is caused by lax drug laws. You see the epidemic of homelessness on the streets of Los Angeles and San Francisco. You see people shooting up in the streets. As Dr. Drew Pinsky and others have said, that is primarily down to lax drug laws and drug laws not being enforced. So all the crackheads congregate in the areas where they know they're not going to get harassed by police. You also have that phenomenon with the opioid epidemic, where doctors are increasingly doling them out and there's no real control over it. But again, the problem in all this is many conservatives seem to be completely on board with that. Now, of course, weed is a different argument, but now it seems to be expanding out to all drugs. Let's legalize all drugs. Let's make all drugs easy to get and not do anything about people who are caught dealing them, or at least give them lesser sentences. Of course, there's a balance to that. But a lot of this new breed of hedonistic conservatives want to just legalize anything. Everything. They want everything to be a libertine paradise, but the knock-on effects are starting to be seen as disastrous. Of course, you also have increasing secularization, less people going to church, dissolution of the family unit, dissolution of faith. Again, conservatives are not being that hardcore in defending traditional institutions in America, have they? How much ground have they ceded in the culture war? It seems to be their speciality at this point. So you've got those reasons. Lax drug laws, declining birth rates, declining marriage rates, this new hedonistic lifestyle that even conservatives have capitulated to now. This is all driving depression because a lot of people in those communities, you know, if you don't have a solid family unit, you can't go to them to unload your burdens, to talk to them about your problems in life, about your depression. You can't go to the church community to unload your burdens. because it just isn't there anymore. It's been completely dissolved as society becomes more atomized. And what exacerbates the atomization of society, the dissolution of community, is social media, being proven to accelerate depression over and over again. Yet again, many conservatives say, just keep letting them do what they want. We can't have any regulation. I'm a private company. So again, when you go down the line, the dissolution of faith, the dissolution of church, the lax drug laws, the rampant monopoly behavior of social media companies, despite the fact that they're driving a great deal of this depression, suicide epidemic, especially amongst young people, conservatives take a completely hands-off approach and say they've ceded that battle, they've lost that turf war in the culture war, and they're not going to say anything against it. Case in point, National Review a couple of days ago, that bastion of conservatism, allegedly, tweeting that conservatives just need to watch more television. That's the solution to everything. Obey, consume, conform. We'll be back to talk about it more in the next segment. Breaking news at Summit.news.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your veteran's tip of the day.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
It is World Suicide Prevention Day, and most people seem to have forgotten about a group which is the main victim of this epidemic of suicide, which is Americans in rural America. Quote here from the Zero Hedge article from Dr. Albert Wu of the John Hopkins Bloomberg Public School of Health. Suicide is a growing American tragedy. It's become a leading cause of death in the U.S. and is a major public health problem. Kills vastly more people than AR-13s or any firearm, yet the national debate is constantly about that. Nobody's really talking about this. It's not at the forefront of the national conversation. There's a hashtag once a year. Everybody moves on. Everybody forgets about it. Meanwhile, some of the reasons behind that are being ignored by social conservatives who have abandoned many social conservative policies, ceded ground in the culture war, to the point where National Review is not telling its readers to, you know, lift weights, go to church, have babies. They're telling their readers to watch more television. That's literally what they wrote a couple of days ago. Of course, we have rampant alcoholism in the United States. But another factor driving the despair is, of course, stagnant paychecks, diminishing economic opportunities. People voted for Trump to address that. Doesn't seem to be working, given the increasing suicide deaths of despair rates in America. Then you have young people, millennials and Gen Z. There was a poll out of the UK a few weeks ago which found that 89% of children and young adults, adolescents in the United Kingdom felt they had no purpose whatsoever in their lives. 89%. In the US, among millennials, there's been a 47% increase in major depression since 2013. So again, it seems a very recent phenomenon post-2010. From 2007 to 2017, adults aged 18 to 34 saw a 69% increase in alcohol-related deaths, 108% increase in drug-related deaths, largely fueled by the opioid crisis, and a 35% increase in death by suicide. So again, they've got many of the same problems: crippling student loan debt, unaffordable housing, and again, the disintegration of entire communities, whether that be families or religious communities, with whom they previously could have shared these burdens. They no longer have those communities to rely on. They're increasingly atomized in society more and more, and now you have this spate of, you know, school shooters, and that very much ties into the same growing problem. There's also the problem of having too much spare time on our hands. You know, the old adage, the devil will find work for idle hands to do. We've got universal basic income coming, apparently being pushed by many in the Democratic Party. We've got people pushing a 15-hour work week. Is it really going to bring us more happiness to have more spare time to engage in the same kind of activities, staring at screens, staring at smartphones, which has driven and exacerbated much of this depression epidemic? There's a quote from Slavoj Žižek over the weekend who said, quote, "There is a possibility, a hope, that we will work less, yet many stupid forms of amusement might fill our free time. I still believe in work and creativity. If we do not have enough things to do, even if we feel happy just sitting, watching films and drinking, it will be a very stupid existence. It will soon get dire." And again, many people are coming out of college and universities struggling to find conventional jobs because a lot of those conventional jobs are disappearing, and they're having to go into the service industry again
not being able to make their paycheck, not being able to afford housing because they're just not making enough money. They're having to get multiple jobs. That's increasing depression as well. Nobody's really talking about this. Nobody's talking about the underlying factors, which is why it's going to increase. They always bang on about, oh, we need people to talk about the depression more. There's a stigma in society about talking about depression. There's not a stigma in society for talking about depression among some people. If you're talking about young white men or white men living in rural America, then yes, there is a stigma because there's a stigma attached to them by the entire culture. Their concerns, their problems are seen as second rate, are seen as tangential because, again, the wider culture blames them for all the ills in society and basically makes pariahs out of them. So is it any surprise that they're descending more and more into these closed, atomized communities, especially on the internet amongst young men, where you do get radicalized loners, the incel types who lash out and commit violence because they think nobody is listening to them and because they think the culture is taking a giant dump on them on a day-to-day basis, which is exactly what is happening. Nobody's going to be talking about any of that on the World Suicide Prevention hashtag. You can bet your bottom dollar, apart from a select few people. Meanwhile, report Trump set to take action on big tech censorship. We had the promise of an executive order targeting big tech censorship a few weeks ago. Now sources have told us that it could be right around the corner, but will it be too late? We're already in the election cycle. The algorithms are already set in place, although there was a story which we had up yesterday. Clinton body count autocomplete suggestion returns to Google amid antitrust probes. Google quietly fixed its autocomplete search suggestion function for users trying to find information regarding Clinton body count. Remember, you went on Yahoo, you went on DuckDuckGo, you went on Bing. You type in Clinton body and immediately Clinton body count comes up in the autocomplete suggestion. Before, a couple of days ago at least, if you tried that on Google, Clinton body shop, an auto repair shop, would come up as one of the first suggested links. So they appear to be changing these little things selectively. Meanwhile, you can still search for my name and YouTube. Paul Joseph Watson YouTube on Google doesn't even come up on the Google search, despite it, the fact that it's a Google website. YouTube is owned by Google. So they're burying conservative content deliberately via the algorithm. And as Dr. Robert Epstein has documented time and time again, that on election days shifts millions and millions of votes. Trump has tweeted about that. Will he actually move forward with any executive action? Rumors swirling that he's about to announce something, but again, we'll believe it when we see it. On a similar topic of believing it when you see it, investigation finds Trump administration hasn't built any new sections of the wall. Of course, he promised a sea to shining sea wall during his election campaign. This is why many people in the base are upset with the Trump administration and Coulter Prime amongst them, because in terms of the wall, they're only replacing the shoddily constructed fence and other barriers that were put in under the George W. Bush administration. Now, while that is a good thing, because these new structures that are replacing those fences and barriers, which are pathetic and ridiculous, to be honest, they are 30-foot tall structures embedded in concrete. It's going to be very difficult to get over them. They're only replacing what was already there. If you're talking about new border wall, which of course was the centerpiece of Trump's election promise, 400 to 500 miles of new border wall, none of it's happened. The Daily Caller did an investigation and confirmed that none of it happened. There is no new linear miles wall, as they call it, apart from replacement of existing fences. This is going to be a big problem going into 2020 if the Trump administration, the Border Patrol Agency, doesn't break ground on that new wall. It's going to be a big letdown for the base. We'll be back with more. Don't go away.
Band.video.
is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We had a report yesterday, which was widely circulated by the media, about Jeffrey Epstein, or Bill Gates, working with Jeffrey Epstein to direct funds to MIT. One of the spokesperson for MIT had to resign off the back of that report, secretly funneling money for God knows what projects to MIT. $2 million was the total, at least the public total. Working with Bill Gates, meeting with Bill Gates to funnel through that money, working to rebrand Jeffrey Epstein's image after he was convicted of soliciting a minor, let's not forget, trying to advise him on what he could put his money into. Now we have this report out of TruePundit.com, which is based on private sources. It's not being publicly, it's not being reported by the mainstream media, at least. Epstein did not die in his prison cell, according to this source that has talked to TruePundit.com. Now, we know that the guards were supposedly asleep or off duty during the time of his suicide. We know that his cellmate, who later feared for his life, was moved out of the cell the night before Epstein's supposed suicide. We know that the security cameras just magically didn't pick up anything. Well, now Jeffrey Epstein was removed from his prison cell to another part of the Metropolitan Correctional Center hours before his death, casting serious doubt about the narrative surrounding the paedophile's reported suicide, federal law enforcement sources said. The shocking revelations, if true, shatter the Justice Department's narrative that Epstein hung himself in his cell with a prison bedsheet. Remember that he had promised, weeks before his apparent suicide, to reveal the big names in return for a reduced prison sentence. Of course, the most predictable thing ever happened, he ended up dead. Now, according to this source, the FBI is investigating Epstein's death, which now includes reports that Epstein was taken to a different part of the prison before MCC officials made a 911 call to the New York Fire Department. Epstein may have been returned to his cell in a wheelchair shortly before that 911 call was made. This is a quote from a federal law enforcement source who claims there are reports he was in a wheelchair and slumped over coming back to his cell after approximately 5 a.m., they then called 911 at 6:40 a.m. The article asks, was Epstein unconscious at the time or even alive? Where was he in the MCC? Where is the surveillance camera footage? If he wasn't in his cell to hang himself, how did he die? Again, that is being reported by the True Pundit website, remains unconfirmed at this point, but we'll continue to track it. Meanwhile, global news in South Africa, attacks on foreign shops continue, 12 dead. This is out of the Associated Press. Two people have been killed in Johannesburg, police confirmed Monday, bringing to 12 the number of deaths since violence against foreign-owned shops erupted last month. Bands of South Africans launched violent attacks against foreign-owned shops and stores, looting and burning the small businesses and attacking some of the shopkeepers. Of course, if this was white South Africans doing it to black migrants in South Africa or black South Africans themselves, it would be a global, horrifying news story. It'd be at the top of every newspaper, every news website. But because it's basically black-on-black violence, which we know the media doesn't care about, given what happens in Chicago every weekend, it's at the back of the news agenda on a daily basis, despite the fact we have literally people setting other people on fire in the streets in South Africa. We have this article, and there you see that horrifying footage. We had this article up on Summit News yesterday. Protesters' solution to black-on-black violence in South Africa, kill whites instead. Now, just to explain why this all started, a South African driver, this was a few weeks ago, was shot dead by a drug dealer who was a foreign national. So then there's the wave of revenge attacks against black migrants living in South Africa, to the point where the Zambian Ministry of Transport and Communications told Zambian drivers not to travel through the country. So you literally have governments telling their people not to visit South Africa because there is this wave of xenophobic violence. This individual in Paris had a novel solution to the spate of black-on-black violence. His solution was to kill white people instead. Not just to stop killing people full stop, no, he said, quote, if you want to do xenophobia right, start to kill white people, start to kill Chinese people, start to kill Asian people, don't kill your brother, don't kill your brother, we're all black. That's what he said. He was applauded by the people in the background. He was congratulated by people in the live Facebook video feed. Which is kind of ironic because back, I think it was in 2017, Trevor Noah, host of The Daily Show, when we had a similar spate of black-on-black violence in South Africa, said that the people carrying out the violence weren't to blame. The culture in the country wasn't to blame. What was to blame was white people and colonialism. So, again,
white people responsible for every sin that happens in the world, both historically and in the modern day. Staying globally, though, video Hong Kongers boo national anthem during World Cup qualifier against Iran. Hong Kong fans booed their own national anthem and sang in protest against Beijing's rule as months of political unrest spilled onto the football pitch in a 2-0 World Cup qualifying defeat to Iran last night. Ear-splitting booing all but drowned out March of the Volunteers, the anthem the semi-autonomous territory shares with mainland China at what was Hong Kong's first home game after a summer of upheaval. They replaced that song with Glory to Hong Kong and repeatedly chanted Liberate Hong Kong, waved the black version of the territory's Bahuina flag, a symbol of the protest that gripped the city for 14 weeks. Of course, now after Lam, the executive in charge there in Hong Kong, obviously a puppet of Beijing, said that she would withdraw the extradition bill, the protesters have sworn not to stop protesting and demonstrating and rioting in some cases because they want their 5 demands met. That is only one of the demands. So the protests in Hong Kong are going to go on. They're not going to end because I was there a couple of weeks ago and that's what all the protesters told me. They will not give in. They will not back down until all their demands are met. Which leads us to this article out of Zero Hedge. China vows to crush pro-democracy separatists. Hong Kong warns against foreign influence. Beijing warned on Monday that Hong Kong is an inseparable part of China and any form of secessionism, quote, will be crushed. Now, bear in mind you have the 70th anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China, Communist China, coming up on October 1st. Chinese culture is all about saving face and avoiding embarrassment. They do not want demonstrators out on the streets of Hong Kong, which they consider to be part of China, basically, on October 1st, embarrassing Beijing on their big day. So we've had video, we've had reports of troop movements coming in, ships full of military gear and soldiers coming into Hong Kong as part of a routine troop movement, but actually many people speculate that they've moved in more troops and are ready to roll them out before that October 1st date. Now, according to the China Daily newspaper, Sunday's pro-democracy rally proves that foreigners have been behind the protests. Didn't meet too many foreigners organizing the protests when I was there. It was all Hong Kongers. You had a few white people waving little banners or waving little flags during the peaceful protest, the linking of the arms, which of course was done to mirror the 1989 anti-Soviet rally in Europe. You know, there were a few Westerners getting involved, getting the Instagram selfies. When it comes to the hardcore protesters on the streets, going toe-to-toe with the riot police, getting tear gas, getting rubber bulleted, they are not foreigners, they're all Hong Kong people. They're waving Pepe banners, they're waving American flags, asking Trump to at least verbally speak out in defense of them. Meanwhile, study, the only place on earth more surveilled than London is Communist China. They did a study of the most surveilled cities in the world. Basically, I think it's 8 out of the top 10 are all in China. 168 surveillance cameras per 1,000 inhabitants in Chongqing, the top city. Of course, that's going to massively increase when they put in the final touches of the social credit score. And London is there in 6th place. Not great company to be amongst the most surveillance-happy nation in the world in communist China. Don't go away. We'll be back.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930.
800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Before we get back into some big final news stories, I want to tell you about some of the specials available at InfoWarsStore.com, where your continued support is more appreciated than ever before. We have the new product, Chill Force. Life is stressful. Get Chill Force. Support your body's natural systems in the fight against stress and help return to a state of healthy relaxation. And you compare this with Brain Force or Turbo Force for calm and clear energy. That is new. That is available right now at InfoWarsStore.com for a massive 40% discount. And you compare it with Brain Force by getting the Super Force Special Pack. Experience both sides of the coin and amp up your focus while supporting natural stress relief with both Brain Force Plus and Chill Force. That is a whopping 50% off for the two at just $39.95 at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they absolutely hate it when you buy these products. You know, big left-wing groups can take fat checks from George Soros. CNN can advertise pharmaceutical trash that's literally killing people. That's all fine. If we try and sell supplements that actually help you, which have got hundreds of five-star reviews, that's terrible, that's bad. They hate it because, again, we're self-sustaining. They cannot deplatform you buying the products. That's why they hate it. That's why we appreciate your support more than ever by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, to like the auto ship discount, that gives you an additional 10% subscription discount on top of the other giant discounts. And again, it's the convenience of not having to keep remembering to order the product once you run out. So please support us by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Headline up on Summit News, Viktor Orban says native population decline is the sickness of Europe. They did something really interesting, which we've talked about a couple of times. In an effort to boost their population without the need for mass migration, and boy, were they at the front of that crisis back in 2015, before they closed their borders, they're offering €30,600 to married couples who have three or more children. Now, they're not sidling people in debt. They're offering a loan. They get the loan upon getting married. The loan has to be repaid until the couple has three children. Once they have three children, the debt is completely forgiven. A lot of people would call that socialism. A lot of people would call it Hungary doing what it has to do to maintain its own national culture, to maintain stable levels of population without the need for devastating amounts, destabilizing amounts of mass immigration. Now, Hungary's populist Prime Minister Viktor Orban has said the sickness of Europe is the continent's native population decline, as he urged for more incentives to encourage citizens to have children. He warned that Europe's biggest problem was demographic suicide. Quote, why is this the case? It's most certainly not because of some sickness of Christian civilization. After all, the number of Christians are rising around the world. This is a sickness of Europe in general. He said we must never accept population exchange because, again, they were at the forefront of the immediate effects of the migrant crisis back in 2015, which, by the way, could be about to start up again in terms of the same numbers we saw back in 2015 because the Salvini government in Italy basically collapsed and the left-wing party formed an alliance with the populist five-star movement, and they have indicated that they will open the borders once again. They will allow the migrant boats to come in. To what extent that will be political suicide, to what extent they'll rein it in, remains to be seen. But we know for a fact, Salvini disincentivizing the boats coming in the first place literally saved half the amount of people who would have died. You disincentivize the migrants coming because the people smugglers lie to them in the first place and say it's the land of milk and honey. They literally put out pamphlets saying, if you make it to Sweden, you get free blonde Swedish girls to have sex with. Like, the blame here isn't really on the migrants who just want a better life. The blame is on the NGOs who are in a criminal coordination with the people smugglers, which actually causes the migrants to drown because, again, they pay $2,000 to get in a shoddy boat which can't carry the amount of people they cram on it. And all these people tragically die. And then who gets the blame? Oh, right-wingers for wanting closed borders. That closed border policy saved countless numbers of people. That is not causing the drownings. What's causing the drownings is the criminal NGO groups in concert with criminal people smugglers lying to these migrants and, by the way, creating a giant brain drain, a giant evacuation of, in many cases, hard-working people who do want to start businesses in their own home countries. So it's not only bad for the migrants, it's not only bad for the population of Europe, it's bad for the home countries of the migrants. All the way around, it's terrible. And now in Sweden, we have a 20% increase in rapes in Stockholm alone. Because we've had the stats before, the government basically shut down reports on migrant links to crime, ethnicity back in 2005, but there were other independent studies by major newspapers, which found migrants vastly overrepresented in rape cases, in gang rape, and in violent crime. Well, now an average of 5 rapes per day occurs in the Swedish capital, while only 5% of reported rapes results in a perpetrator being sentenced. During the first half of 2019, Stockholm has seen a total of 1,060 rapes, compared with 890 rapes in the same period last year. That is a 20% increase on last year alone. Meanwhile, prominent Belgium MP calls for end of Islamic occupation, claims 25% of Antwerp is Muslim. This is Philip De Winter, a prominent member of the right-wing party Vlaams Belang, who took a stage atop of Antwerp City Hall to deliver an important message to the city's residents. He said, "This town hall has been around since 1565. It was besieged, sat on fire, and has experienced countless revolutions, wars, and invasions of our city. The city is occupied by the Romans, the Spaniards, the French, the Germans, and today by Islam," he stated. Meanwhile, in Turkey, and this is a similar situation in Morocco, you've now got the socialist government of Spain paying Morocco millions and millions of euros out of the public purse to buy off Morocco, to prevent Morocco sending these migrants into Spain. So these countries, Turkey, Libya, Morocco, they're using the migrants as a weapon, as a tool of financial blackmail, saying, if you don't pay up, we're going to send God knows how many more hundreds of thousands migrants into Europe. It's absolutely unconscionable. Now, Greek Prime Minister cautions Turkey's Erdogan against threatening Europeans with flood of migrants. He's actually saying you need to stop doing that. Greece's new conservative prime minister has warned Turkey's Erdogan against threatening Europe with a new wave of migrants after the Turkish prime minister threatened last week to, quote, open the gates and let millions of migrants flood into Europe. This is a routine threat made by Erdogan. It's now a threat being made by the Moroccan government. This is what he said. Our goal is for at least 1 million of our Syrian brothers to return to the safe zone we will form along our 450-kilometer border. But he went on to say, this either happens or otherwise we have to open the gates. So again, they're still pushing for Turkey to be a member of the EU, which would allow millions of Turkish citizens to move into European countries which don't share the same culture. And he's threatening to open the gates and allow all these other refugees, refugees from Syria, refugees from Afghanistan who have made it into that region. Amongst them, by the way, ISIS terrorists, which is how the Paris massacre happened. They stole IDs and claimed they were refugees when they were really there to cause carnage and slaughter. So now Erdogan threatens to open the gates, which could risk that very thing happening again. Absolutely incredible. Meanwhile, in the United States, New York Times praises mass murdering Mao as one of history's great revolutionary figures. Of course, they had to walk it back and delete the tweet after a backlash. Original tweet said, Mao Zedong died on this day in 1976. The Times said he began as an obscure peasant, died one of history's great revolutionary figures. They failed to mention, of course, that he starved to death. 45 million of his own people in the space of 4 years alone. And that's not to mention the other historical executions, the torture, the gulags, the ruthless oppression of dissidents and political adversaries in China over that period. New York Times had to walk it back and say, we deleted a previous tweet about Mao Zedong that lacks critical historical context. Oh, by the way, not the first time that they've effusively praised Chairman Mao in the pages of the New York Times. As we've documented time and time again, back in August 1973, it was arch-globalist himself, David Rockefeller, who said, quote, in an op-ed called From a China Traveler, the social experiment in China under Chairman Mao's leadership is one of the most important and successful in human history. That's right. 45 million people dead, minimum. Some people say up to 80 million dead, slaughtered, incarcerated as a result of that fantastic experiment now being praised once again by the New York Times. Coming up next, War Room with Owen Schroyer. Don't go away, we'll be back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support.
support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.